Today's No Sweat News is here for you now right here on Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9 The Rat. Black Tees tickets up for grabs. Big Brooklyn show coming up for you on the No Sweat News quiz.
Did I hear correctly? There might be a meet and greet with that?
Yeah. One grand prize winner gets to meet the boys in the band.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that band rules, by the way. I'm very much into the Black Keys.
Here you go. No Sweat News story number one. A full 14% of Americans have a zombie apocalypse strategy.
Okay. What could this possibly be?
They've actually thought it out. Uh-huh. They know what they would do if and when a zombie apocalypse actually happens.
How about running? That would be my move. I would run because zombies are legendarily
slow
walkers.
Yeah, they kind of stumble them, according to what I see in the movies, at least. Yeah.
There's one this Saturday in Asbury.
That's right. Yeah, that is true. We'll be there for that. 24% of millennials, 15% of Gen Xers, 6% of baby boomers, a full 14% of Americans have a zombie apocalypse plan. We know this because a survey was taken because a town in North Carolina is holding a zombie survival event later on this month to let people practice for the apocalypse.
Okay.
Every person will have 60 minutes to retrieve the stuff you need from around town to fight off the zombies. And it's not supposed to be a serious event. It's a satirical, tongue-in-cheek event.
I'm going
to
raise my hand and say I'm more scared of zombie apocalypse preparers than zombies themselves.
I'll agree, Bob.
They seem, I hate to say this, don't want to offend anyone, somewhat backwoods deliverance-esque to me.
People who might shoot you when you're checking for your mail.
You're right.
I've seen them in Asbury, but they're dead serious about it, too.
We move
on.
You
better watch out. You kind of look like a zombie, pal.
I was like, what are these people doing, man?
Sunday mornings, God's is zombie-esque for sure.
How pale God's looks.
Let's head to Canada for story number two. Boy, why doesn't this stuff happen to me? Oh, probably because I don't buy my couches from thrift stores. Woman in Canada bought a couch from a thrift store a couple of years ago for $25. She recently dropped her phone down in between the cracks, and she stuck her hand in to search for the phone. And she found her phone, but she also found a watch.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, somebody owned the couch, went to the thrift store. They didn't check between the cushions. Turns out the watch was a Rolex Daytona Paul Newman, worth $250,000.
Wow. What the hell?
Yeah, she brought it over to a watch dealer, and she said, oh, my God, I hit the jackpot inside her $25 thrift store couch.
First of all, when I lose the remote control, the first thing I do is check my couch.
Seriously.
If I lose a quarter, I check my couch. How is the guy who lost a $250,000 Rolex Paul Newman watch not check the couch?
I don't know. She called up the thrift store, but since she had the couch for a bunch of years, they didn't keep a record as to who dropped it off.
Oh, that's yours. Finders keepers on that one.
So what's she going to do with the money? Oh, you'll love this.
Don't tell me she's donating to charity. I know I'm a bad person.
Oh, no. She's going to buy a house and get a boob job.
All right.
That's what she told the local newspaper.
God bless America.
God bless Canada. Came from Canada.
Damn it.
After she gets the boob job, can we go back on the couch, her and I?
Exactly. And now, speaking of boob jobs, here's the story of a prostitute who was forced to call the police after a customer demanded a refund. It is a bad story all the way around. We go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where Pam Landry is a sex worker. She visited with a gentleman at a local motel, Michael Pratt. He refused to pay her after she was done with her.
Can't do that.
And so in order to get the payment of money and crack cocaine that he promised her for said, she was forced to call the police when he wouldn't pay up.
Not the brightest idea.
Everybody got arrested on that one.
Yeah, that's...
Nobody wins on that situation.
Nobody.
Wow.
I believe cutting off your nose to spite your face is an applicable phrase right now.
Yeah. He didn't pay me for my crack, nor my
got
favors.
Got nada on that, darling. And that's the No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for Black Keys tickets on the quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.